the Democrats are trying to take away our free speech, and they said it's a good thing. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for being with me this evening. We are going to talk about free speech. You know, it's the year 2023, and we're still talking about free speech. Why are we talking about free speech in the year? Are we like back in the caveman days where we don't realize what free speech is? What is really going on? The Democrats are really doing everything they can to prevent you from having free speech. And you know, there's a reason why they don't want you to be able to have any free speech. Do you know what that? Do you know why that is? Do you know the answer to that? Do you know the answer to that? They don't want you to have free speech because that means someone could go on one of these social media platforms and tell you the truth, and it becomes a problem. On my LFA broadcast, I was telling everybody, I said, you know what, one of the biggest things that the left, they fear, one of the biggest things that they fear is an informed voter. Because if you are informed, then you can make the decision based on the information that you received. And you know what, in the United States of America, because we have the U.S. Constitution, you should be able to say whatever it is you want to say. It is not up to the federal government to come and tell you what you can say and what you can't say. It's not up to the federal government to come in and tell you what is valid and what is not valid. It's not up to the federal government to come in and tell you what to believe and what not to believe. And for that case, it's not even for any company. There's no company on the planet that should be able to come and tell you what to believe. But see, they're taking it upon themselves. They're taking it upon themselves to tell everybody, every man, woman, and child in this country what to believe and how to believe it, when to think it, and what to think. They're doing it. They're demonstrating it to us every single day. And now they have this hearing on Capitol Hill. I didn't even know they were having this hearing until this morning. They're having this hearing about free speech. And it's all because of Joe Biden, the Democrats, the federal government going to big tech companies and silencing you, the American people. Or let me put it this way, silencing us, the American people. They've taken it upon themselves to silence all of us because they are the arbiters of what is right and what is wrong. They get to tell us what we can think. You know, it's that whole thing. I have a lot of people, especially those on the left, they call me, they send me messages and they tell me what to think. Or they get upset with me because I'm not thinking the way they want me to think. I'm in the United States of America. I am a free Black man in the United States of America, and I get to think and I get to say what I want to say, and there should be no repercussion. The only repercussion is that you don't want to listen to what Will Johnson has to say. That's the repercussion. It should be your decision if you want to listen to me. It should be your decision if you want to watch or participate in anything that I'm doing. It should be your decision. It's not up to the decision of the federal government. It's not up to the decision of the big tech companies. It's not up to the decision of other tyrannical leftist liberals. It's not their decision. It is your decision. But they want to take that away from us. They want to take the capabilities and the rights for you to raise your child. Right? When you don't want your child to be partaking or participating in certain demonic things, they get upset with you. How dare you? But then when you come along and you say, well, nope, you know, I don't want my children to be in that. Then they're saying that something's wrong with you twice. You can't win with these people. Let me play some of this hearing for you from today. This first one that I want to show you there. Here's RFK. He's going on this. He comes to this hearing and he's wanting to have the conversation and tell everyone how the federal government, along with big tech companies, was censoring him. We shouldn't even be talking about this. This is crazy. This is not 1930s, 1940s Germany. This and you know, I've been here lately. I've been talking about the government state media. The government state media is working right along with these tyrannical Democrats to silence the American people. What is it that they're so afraid of that people might hear? Oh, what, the truth? Oh, we can't handle the truth? Well, won't you allow us to decide that? Why are you trying to step in and tell us what we can and cannot hear? Why? Listen to this.
I thank the gentleman from Texas. Mr. Kennedy's and others here are claiming that they've been censored, but they actually have a huge megaphone. The rules that my colleague tried to bring up are rules that the Republicans made at the beginning of this Congress.
Now, listen to this. The rules she's talking about, and she's going to get a little more detail here, but the rules is that they don't want to have anyone defame anybody or they'll shut it down. The entire time during this hearing, they're literally defaming RFK. They're defaming him after they're saying that they don't want anyone to be defamed.
They did not allow the Democrats to be part of that. And one of those rules was that if information or testimony might potentially defame an individual, that we would go in executive session. No one was trying to stop him from testifying.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. They don't want him to testify. They didn't want him to testify because they literally censored a Democrat. He's a Democrat. They censored him because he was saying something that they did not like. And what happened to the last Kennedy that was saying something that the Democrats did not like? What happened to that Kennedy? What happened? Now, listen to this. She's upset because the Republicans gave him a megaphone. Gave him a platform so his voice could be heard. They don't want him to be on any platform for his voice to be heard.
But not to give him the megaphone that this group has allowed him to have.
Right? You see that? Instead of her just saying the Republican Party, she's referring to them as this group. Like, this group is actually giving him a megaphone to say what he wants to say when we don't want him to be able to say anything. What is going on here? Why is this happening in the United States of America? I'm so sick of these people. These people, they're not here to benefit the American people. They're not here to help us out. They're not here to do the right thing by the American people. When you have companies that's censoring or hindering people from making a living, because that's what's happening too on the platforms, on the tech platforms, they're preventing people from making a living, not even being violent. Yours truly, Will Johnson, I don't ever call for violence. I show you the violence of the left. They don't want me to show it to you, but instead of them stop doing the violence, they just want me to stop talking about it so they can continue doing it. This is exactly what it is. As long as you don't talk about the evil, demonic, violence things that the left is doing, they'll have it in their mind that it is acceptable. Very reason why they removed the Ten Commandments from the courthouse, because those laws, those Ten Commandments, are out of sight, out of mind, must mean that all the demonic stuff that we're doing is valid because no one is telling us otherwise. There's nothing to show us otherwise. That's the reason why they want you to be quiet. That's the reason why they want you to remove the Ten Commandments. Now, listen to this one. As of again, they're defaming RFK, literally defaming him, trying to make him out to be something that he's not. When they wanted to end the whole thing, in fear that he might be defaming somebody. But that's what they did the entire time.
There's an opportunity to have a conspiracy theory here. There's an opportunity to make political points. And no matter what you may think, Mr. Kennedy, and I revere your name.
You see this? He loved his name. He loved his name, right? The Kennedys, oh my goodness, the Kennedy. It's the same thing like Martin Luther King. They love Martin Luther King. No, they actually don't. And again, I ask the question, what did the Democrats do to the last Kennedy?
You're not here to propound your case for censorship. You are here for cynical reasons to be used politically by that side of the aisle to embarrass the current president of the United States. And you're an enabler in that effort today. And it brings shame on a storied name that I revere. I began my political interest with your father.
Oh, my goodness.
And it makes me profoundly sad to see where we have descended today in this hearing.
I mean, really? So RFK is there, and he's literally trying to denigrate this man because this man had the audacity audacity to speak out and to say something that the Democrats don't like.
Well, you know what I would say?
What?
I would say, well, it's your party that killed my father. It's your father that went against what my father represented. His father was one of the ones who was speaking out against and almost seemed Republican at times, right? Even then, they're like, oh, were they Republican? Were they Democrat? A lot of people say if JFK and his father were alive today, that they would be Republicans or considered Republicans. But they were speaking out against the wrong things that were happening in government and wars. And here he's doing the very same thing that his father probably would have done. And he's insulting him.
Yes. Give he's insulting break. Him for being on the panel, for saying, hey, American people, my name is RFK. I am running for president of the United States. And these people are censoring me because I said something that they don't like.
Right.
Did he call for violence? No. Was he cursing somebody out? No. Was he being racist? No. They try to say that he's being racist, but he hadn't said anything that was racist. He gave his opinion about stuff, and he gave his opinion about studies that he was looking at. And even though he didn't label off the study, well, this study said this, 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 and this, they tried to discredit him. This is so Aurelian, 100%. And it's the Democrats. And then what's really interesting, the Democrats try to say it's the Republicans that's pushing totalitarian against the American people. And let me remind you, the Democrats are the ones that don't want you to have free speech. Going back to the hearing, listen to this one. All about this. This young lady, to my understanding, she's the lady that broke the story about the Hunter Biden laptop. The same story that Twitter took down, the entire news network, the Washington Post, took him down because they put out the story at the direction of the federal government. Remember the same FBI that went to Twitter saying shut down anything about it because it was
Russia.
Come to find out it wasn't. Listen to this.
It's really ironic this hearing is covering the left's censorship of opposing viewpoints. And you've all seen it on display all day long. They've been doing exactly that. They've been trying to bully and defame our witnesses and try to cover up their opinions. They actually began the hearing with a motion to prevent them from testifying. You can't make this stuff up. It's on broad display for everybody. They did the same thing yesterday in the hearing with the IRS whistleblowers. You know why? Because the Democrats are panicked right now. They're panicked because it's impossible to cover up the inescapable conclusions of the last few weeks. Let me give you two of them. First, one, the hard evidence, Mr. Goldman and everybody else, now proves that the Biden family is hopelessly corrupt and has apparently engaged in a long pattern of extortion, bribery, influence peddling, and tax fraud, and staggering abuses of power. And number two, we're highlighting here today that we now know that a growing list of the most important executive branch agencies of the Biden administration are in on it. They've also been corrupted. They've been weaponized to help cover all this up, the first family's crimes. When we summarize all this stuff, it sounds like a premise of a dystopian novel or something, but it's actually happening right now on our watch. This is not conspiracy theories, this is evidence. Our hearing today is to put a spotlight on one more of these incredible avenues as unprecedented corruption and government cover-up. And here again, a federal court has just affirmed all that hard evidence. It proves that the White House, the Department of Justice, and the FBI, among other agencies, threatened and coerced the social media platforms to censor and suppress disfavored viewpoints and conservatives' social media posts online.
So here it is. You have the courts even acknowledging what the federal government did was wrong. And you even have Democrats that can't even deny it. To my understanding, there's not a single Democrat that actually came out and denied the fact that the federal government wants to censor the American people. They're all for it. They're not even hiding that fact any longer. And again, the reason why they're doing that, because we're going into the 2024, and going into the 2024, if they cannot control. And I don't understand it's about the big tech companies. I mean, well, I guess I do, because all of them, they're all in the same mindset when it comes to the tyrannical federal government. They're on the same mindset. You know what it is? It's not that they're all receiving the same email, right? They're not receiving the same email. What it is there's this demonic spirit that has blanket the entire nation, and for the most part, the entire world. This the demonic spirit has convinced the minds of these people that they have to do everything they can to silence people that believe in God, believe in America, and wants to support President Donald J. Trump. They fixed their minds that this is the only way that we can save our democracy. This is what they're saying. This is what they're saying. This is the only way we can do it. If we have to do all of this criminal activity, we have to do it. If that means we have to do this to save the democracy. Nothing is off the table. Even Chucky Ducky Schumer, he was the main one that was here and saying that nothing is off the table. And when he said nothing, he absolutely meant nothing. And whatever corrupt, whatever your mind can go for the corruption, the Democrats are all about it. Democrats are all about it. Now, listen to Debbie Wasserman Schwartz as she's basically defaming RFK in this one. Just completely defaming him. And she's very good at defaming him. And she's trying to act like she's the one in control. Let me remind y'all, these people are not kings and queens. They are public servants. And they work for us.
Well documented that this pernicious form of anti-Semitism led to centuries of discrimination, even horrific pogroms and massacres. And it still fuels deadly violence today. Yet last week, you floated a baseless conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was bioengineered to target Caucasians and black people, but to spare Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people. Mr. Kennedy, your bizarre, unproven claim echoes that same historic slander of labeling Jews and Chinese people as a race, and that Jews, and in this case Chinese people, somehow managed to avoid a deadly illness that targets other groups for death. You do see that, yes or no?
You're misstating.
No. I quoted what you said earlier, and it is directly what you said. So just ask me yes or no.
I was describing an NIH-funded study.
No, you didn't cite any.
I was describing an NIH-funded study by Cleveland Clinic
Reclaiming my time. You did not reference. Reclaiming my time.
Published in USC Medical, which is one.
The time is mine. I'm reclaiming it. Please ask the witness to stop talking.
You asked me a question.
You know what? She's just like a kid. Chairman, tell the witness to stop talking. It's my time. Isn't this exactly the problem? Isn't this exactly the problem? She asked him a question. She's lying about him. And he's trying to give her the information. But what does she want to do? She wants to silence him. She doesn't want anyone to hear what he has to say.
She doesn't even want him
She's censoring him right here at the hearing.
It's a hearing, and she's telling him what he said. And because he didn't cite the exact thing he was talking about the way she wanted him to, that he couldn't have possibly been referring
exactly.
to that. She's calling him a liar. She's telling him, I know what you thought. I know what you were saying. I know why you were saying it. And he's sitting here going, this is a hearing. I'm telling you what I was clarifying it for you. And she won't even let him. This is a total debacle, right?
Exactly, 100%.
The Democrats are just, you know what?
They're tyrants.
They're tyrants, and they don't want truth to get out there.
You asked me a question. Allow me to answer my question.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like about 10 seconds
back. The time belongs.
You are slandering me incorrectly. You're saying is dishonest.
Time belongs to the gentlelady from Florida.
I love the fact that he called her dishonest. Let me ask you, what happens if he's sitting on this panel as a witness because he's under oath? What happens if he lies? Someone tell me, what happens if he lies? Think about that. If he lies, he gets in trouble. But she can lie all day. What happens to her? Nothing. She leaves and go back to her Eiffel Tower. Nothing happens. She gets to sit there and lie as much as she wants to because her job, just like all the other Democrats, they have a narrative to shut down free speech in the country. They're violating the U.S. Constitution. They took an oath. They should automatically be removed.
Mr. Chairman,
I'm the gentlelady from Florida.
I'd like 15 seconds back.
We will be happy to give you that.
Thank you so much. You did not cite any study like you are citing here now during that conversation. You referenced no study at all. You simply labeled Jews and Chinese people as a race. And you also said that somehow they managed to avoid a deadly illness that targets other groups for death. You don't see that? You're trying to rewrite history here. A few months ago, Mr. Kennedy, you compared COVID public health policies to barbaric murderous...
Wait, you know what, Will? She's actually trying to change history. She's trying to turn something into what it wasn't. She does this whole word salad is what we're calling it now, right? Just like Kamala. She just says a whole bunch of things. They're not even true. And just like you, I'm so glad that he called her a liar. How many witnesses say that?
Yes.
He's bold enough to say, you're lying about me. Which,
you know what? I want the witnesses to say, and I actually brought this up as well during my LFA broadcast, that these people, I wish somebody sitting there, and y'all can tell me in the chats right now if I'm wrong for saying this. And should someone go and sit in one of those witness chairs and say, Mr. Chairman, please, can you help me to understand? Have those seats up there become seats for kings and queens, or are they still seats, public servant seats for the people? And if that's the case, can you answer me this? Who do they work for? Who do they work for? Because the people that they work for, they're supposed to answer to them. She's not claiming her time. I gave her that time. The time that she's sitting up there, the only reason why she has that time because we the people allow her to have that time. Has any of that changed? No one, I have yet to hear anybody go up there and say that. I'm like waiting for somebody to say that. What, am I missing something? Because they're not kings and queens. They're public servants and they work for us. Someone help me understand that. Has someone said it in the past? Because I have yet to hear somebody say it.
Tactics of Nazi Germany, saying that Jewish people in Nazi Germany had more freedom than Americans facing COVID health restrictions. In hindsight, Mr. Kennedy, do you reject this absurd and deeply hurtful and harmful comparison, or do you still stand by it?
Congressman, what you are saying is a lie.
That you said it. It's.
I did not. I never continued. Okay. I never, ever.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to answer into the record when Mr. Kennedy said that. I reclaim my time. In discussing COVID public health measures, you made light of the genocide against Jewish people by saying, and I quote, even Hitler's Germany, you could cross the Alps to Switzerland, you could hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. Mr. Kennedy, do you think it was easy for Jewish people to escape systematic slaughter of Nazis, yes or no?
Absolutely.
He says absolutely. Absolutely not, right? So, for them, I mean, the Democrats are literally fighting to continue censorship. Maybe I should have put it in there as that is the title. Democrats continue to fight for censorship because that's what they're doing. Instead of them coming up there and saying, you know what? The people elected me to be here to represent the people, to fight for the people, because I guarantee if communist, socialist, Democrats go on Twitter and Twitter automatically starts censoring liberals and they start complaining about the censorship, they're going to be wanting to have a hearing about why is Elon Musk allowing them to censor liberals. See, as long as it's not happening to them, they're completely fine with it. But if it's happening to conservatives, continue to let it happen.
But you know what? That's what's interesting about what's happening right now, because literally RFK, he's a Democrat. Some of the witnesses yesterday, Democrats, right? And the Democrats are mad at the Democrats and calling them liars and giving misinformation. They're eating their own people. Look at what happened to the guys that were in Twitter. Those guys were Democrats. They exposed the government using Twitter to censor people.
Yes.
So you know what, Will? When the MAGA side says that we are standing and holding the line, it means that they're next. I mean, it's happening to them now, but they're not just wanting to censor Republicans. They want to censor everybody that does not align with them.
So I don't understand why a Democrat would continue down this path when they see that these communist Democrats are doing this to other Democrats.
Yeah, they're really just trying to expose the actual truth.
Yes, what they're saying, look. And he's already said that, you know, I'm a Democrat. He's happy to say he's a Democrat. Talking about RFK, he says he's happy to be a Democrat. But the Democrats are attacking him, and they're attacking him because he had the audacity to ask questions. He asked some questions and they're saying, well, you're not supposed to be asking these questions. You're a Democrat. You're supposed to be tight-lipped, just like yesterday during the IRS hearing. The whistleblowers, both of them were Democrats. And I'm like, how dare you raise questions? You're not supposed to ask questions. You're supposed to be yes, man, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir. That's it. That's it. You're not supposed to ask any questions. Listen to this one with Debbie Wasserman Schwartz. Again, where she's attacking him, trying to defame him, trying to label him out to be a racist. That's exactly what they do every single time.
Let's be very clear here. There's no legitimate comparison to the Holocaust. It doesn't matter if you're talking about AI, vaccine mandates, or anything else. There is no comparison. And if this were a slip of the tongue, Mr. Kennedy, or a one-off comment, we would all move on. But there's a deeply disturbing pattern. In 2015, you apologized to all those, quote, whom I offended by my use of the word Holocaust to describe the autism epidemic. When discussing efforts to encourage others to get vaccinated for COVID-19, you said Nazis did that in the camps in World War II. They tested vaccines on gypsies and Jews. That was a quote. Like before, you apologized for invoking the Holocaust, saying, quote, to the extent my remarks caused hurt, I am truly and deeply sorry. These are not real statements of contrition or remorse. They are passive-aggressive non-apologies that blame the listener for reacting to the lie you just spread. I'm deeply saddened that this is a conversation we're having today. I have deep respect for what Mr. Kennedy's family did and still does to make life better for all Americans. But what you are doing now, Mr. Kennedy, and the forces you aligned yourself are reckless, dangerous, and disturbing by echoing dangerous claims such as, quote, Jews don't really suffer as much as we do, which you said. Your rhetoric creates a climate of mistrust, antagonism, and even hatred or violence against Jewish people. My own children have been the targets of brutal anti-Semitism on social media. You fan those flames and jeopardize their safety. You've marginalized other groups too.
I say, I don't believe anything that she's saying. And just because he disagrees with something that the tyrannical leftists are pushing doesn't mean that the hatred that her family's receiving is because of something he said. Is it possible? Is it possible she's did something or she said something? She lied again, and maybe that's the reason why her family's receiving some unwelcome messages? See, the Democrats never take responsibility for their own actions. So she's blaming him for something that she did, and now she's and her family's hearing about it.
Like Asian Americans and the LGBTQ plus community, and worse, you don't seem to care or brush it all off to misquotes and misunderstanding. Frankly, it's disgusting. Thank you for your indulgence.
Wow.
Well, he goes on to talk about how he is one of the main ones in the House that have supported Israel and the Jews more than any of them that are sitting there criticizing him.
Wait a minute. Didn't we just have Ilhan Omar and
AOC, Tlaib,
Rashida Tlaib, you know,
Jayapal.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we just have them? Wait a minute. Jayapal just said that Israel is a racist state.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
She tried to walk it back, but really she still.
And you know what? She walked it back, it was still damaging. Well, She's still calling them racist. She's still calling them racist.
She said the idea of Israel is racist.
Really? Yeah. So what? She didn't even apologize. She just walked it back, and she's still being hateful. But they don't talk about that.
Not to mention the terrible comments they made about white people and MAGA people and everything else. They're totally racist.
Yes. What are MAGA people?
People that want to make America great. Okay?
And what's wrong with making America great?
Yeah, right. You know? But we know what they're saying when they say MAGA, right?
Exactly.
They mean white people, basically.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're targeting.
Because
white people or anyone
will,
who loves the country, anyone who supports President Trump, that's who they're referring to.
Even though you're black, you're actually white. Because
you ain't black.
Did you know that?
You ain't black. Right there. You ain't black.
Depends on your party affiliation.
You ain't black.
Yeah, right there.
You ain't black.
Right there.
You ain't black.
Right there. Let me play this for you. Because you heard her just go on there and try to say that, you know, she even alluded to that they didn't in Nazi Germany, that they weren't trying to put this poison into people in Nazi Germany. She's alluding to it, right? She's kind of alluding to where she's kind of suggesting that the Holocaust never took place. If you listen to her, but listen to this Republican as he bring up the information she just got through drilling RFK on.
Miss consent request.
The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized for UC.
I ask unanimous consent to introduce into the record a study that Mr. Kennedy just referenced, new insights into genetic susceptibility of COVID-19. The main body said that they investigated genetic susceptibility to COVID-19 by examining DNA polymorphism in ACE2 and TMP PRSS2. Those are receptors for COVID in 81,000 human genomes, and they found unique genetic susceptibility across different populations. I have another document that I'd like to ask unanimous consent.
Without objection.
To submit, and this is from the FDA, FDA review of efficacy and safety of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. This is dated December 10th, 2020, and it shows that the Pfizer trial and the USDA broke down the effectiveness of the vaccine into 7 different racial categories because this was also a concern of theirs, and it would frankly be delinquent not to study the effects across the different.
But Mr. Kennedy said it was.
You see, now you hear her trying to jump in there when she was trying to say that Kennedy brought that information up. This is Congress actually bringing up factual information, and you hear her in the background trying to jump in there, trying to defend the lies that she just said.
Bioengineered to target blacks and Caucasians.
The gentleman from Utah is recognized for whites, 5 minutes.
And spare Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people. That is different
the
than
time belongs to the gentleman from Utah.
Thank you, claiming my time.
She don't even want to recognize that she just got caught in a lie. That's the reason why she's trying to deflect now. That's the only reason why. Okay, let me play this one for you. I had a YouTube channel, and I shared a YouTube channel where there was this Asian lady from
China,
and she was on CNN, and she was on there saying before people realize, I'm gonna try to say exactly how she said it. Before the American people realize the freedoms that they have, they should be forced to put the poison in them. She said this verbatim, and all I did was play it. I said, look, this is CNN saying it. They deleted my channel on YouTube. And I'm like, this is CNN saying it. I'm just sharing what they're saying. They said before the American people realize the freedoms that they have, they should be forced. I'm like, my God. And I said, and the lady, I think it was Erin Burnett, she not even questioned it. Said, well, no, we shouldn't be forcing people to do anything. I'm like, this is crazy. So that they did my channel, and I'm believing they did my channel on the orders of the federal government. Because I never claimed to be a doctor, and I've always made it clear, I'm not a doctor. Y'all never heard me say Dr. Johnson. Never claimed. But they said that I was putting out misleading medical advice. I never put out any medical advice. I talked about what they're doing. Never did. But they don't care. My YouTube channel was like 114,000 people. I have the play button on my wall right there. I have the play button on the wall right there to prove it. I have the play button. Because when you get over $100,000, they send you a play button. Listen to this, because he's talking about how YouTube deleted his channel, and he wasn't even talking about all of the high profile stuff. He wasn't even talking about it. He was just talking about everyday stuff, you know, like Ukraine. You know, we should be able to talk about Ukraine, gas prices, food prices. We should be able to talk about these things. We should be able to talk about anything.
Start. I want to put aside my written statement for a moment and address one of the points that was brought up, I think an important point by the ranking member, that this body ought to be concerning itself with issues that impact directly the American people. The rising price of groceries, 76% over the past 2 years for basic foodstuff, the war in Ukraine, the inflation issues, the border issues, many, many other issues that concern us all as a nation. We can't do that without the First Amendment, without debate. When I gave my speech, my announcement speech in Boston 2 months ago, YouTube, I talked about all those issues. I focused on grocery. I focused on the fact that working class people can no longer afford to live in this country. I talked about inflation, all the issues that deeply concern you and that you've devoted your career to alleviating those issues. 5 minutes into my speech, when I was talking about Paul Revere, YouTube deplatformed me. I didn't talk about vaccines in that speech. I didn't talk about anything that could be.
He didn't talk about anything that would be damaging, hurtful, or anything. They removed him because he was reaching people. And he's a Democrat that's not playing the Democrat game. He's not playing the same rules. He's a problem. Shut him up. They did it to President Trump. Y'all remember that? They removed President Trump. President Trump didn't say anything wrong. He was just people. They wanted to shut him up. This is not Nazi Germany, people. Are we going to become that? How many of y'all think we're going to become that? Can we put the chats up on the screen real quick? Put all of them on there. Yeah, put them on the screen there. How many of y'all think that we're going to end up like Nazi Germany? I mean, it's a valid question. So I have all three chats there, right? Rumble, Facebook, and YouTube. How many of y'all right now think that we're going to end up? The reason why I come on every night and bring information, because we want to avoid it. The Democrats said that they don't want it, but yet there's all their policies and all the tactics that they're doing. They're pushing that same thing. The government, state media, the exact same thing. They regurgitate what Nancy Pelosi tell them to say. And we're supposed to act like it's okay. Nancy Pelosi's even said that they'll put information out to the media, false information, mind you. And then she says once it comes back around to them, get asked questions about it, we say yes to validate it. Do you understand that? She literally admitted putting false information out there to the government, state media. That's the same thing that Hitler did. Put the information out there that he wanted people to hear, and then when it came back, he would validate it. Same thing Nancy Pelosi is doing. Same thing these tyrants are doing. Right? Same thing. So how many of y'all think that we're going to end up that way? I don't want to end up that way. I don't want to end up that way. But what's going to stop them? The FBI? The DOJ? The woke military? What's going to stop them? The CIA? Who? Are the sergeant at arms? Well, let me ask you this. Maybe the marshals throughout the country. I think that would be the only one that can actually step in and do anything right now. The marshals. But they're not doing anything. It's been 6 years. They've been seeing the same thing we're doing. And a lot of them don't want to step up and do anything because they're afraid, just like the good men and women in the FBI. They don't want to do anything either because they're afraid. Now, I don't want to end up that way. That's the reason why I come on here fighting it. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to do my part. But if we end up in that situation, in that scenario, people are going to be like, what happened? When did all this happen? And all these people that want to ignore everything, they won't even have a clue. They become casualties in all of this. Listen to this one with this tyrant. Literally attacking free speech. Actually saying that the government, because she's talking to, okay, so they had three witnesses that the Republicans brought. And then, of course, the Republicans, the majority, allowed the Democrats to bring their communist witness. And they're talking to the communist witness. And guess what happens? They literally say that the government, by law, or even it's like their duty to censor the American people. Watch.
Is that no right given to the people of the United States is absolute. And that includes the right to free speech.
You hear that? How does that make y'all feel right now? How does that make you feel right now? She said, no freedom is absolute. And that includes freedom of speech. God gave us freedom. And these Democrats, along with their guy Satan, is trying to take it away from us. Listen to what she says. Tell me how you feel in the comment listening to this.
Is that no right given to the people of the United States is absolute. And that includes the right to free speech. Because you do not have the right to shout fire in a crowded theater because it could produce harm and death of people by being false. These social media platforms have user policies to try to prevent that kind of harm. Is that not correct, Ms. Wiley?
Now, listen, this is where it gets to. Now, this is the socialist communist Democrat that they brought as their witness. And she's a totalitarian. She's exactly like they are. She would not answer a single question when it came from the Republicans. But when it came from the Democrats, she was all open, telling everything that they want to hear when it comes to censoring American people. Listen, because she's actually going to side with the federal government censoring the American people.
I want to bring up one point, too. Sanchez brought up the Constitution. She said it's not absolute. And then all of a sudden, she crosses over and says, don't they have policies? Policies and the Constitution
are two different things.
But anyways, the Constitution is absolute, by the way. They want to say it's not absolute. They say that their narrative is absolute, right? They say what they feel, what they think, what they believe should happen is absolute, which is a total lie.
Yep. 100%.
But our freedom of speech, that is absolute. But listen to what she says, referring to policies, not the Constitution.
Yeah, because the Constitution, she's trying to say that the Constitution is not absolute. But listen.
Have user policies to try to prevent that kind of harm. Is that not correct, Ms. Wiley?
That is correct.
And so we are not trying to censor speech. We are simply trying to create factually correct information to prevent harm to people, including death. And
wait a minute. The federal government is not in the business of telling people what they can hear and what they can't hear. It's not up to you to decide what if something that I'm going to hear is going to be harmful to my ears or not. It's not your decision. That's exactly what the Constitution is all about. It's not your decision to determine that.
Have user policies to try to prevent that kind of harm. Is that not correct, Ms. Wiley?
That is correct.
And so we are not trying to censor speech. We are simply trying to create factually correct information to prevent harm to people, including death. And that's what they were trying to do during COVID. Is that not correct?
Legally speaking, absolutely. And I say that as a matter of law, which is that court cases say that the government...
Listen to what she says about the government. And again, the government, because of the U.S. Constitution, has no right to come in and tell a tech company or anybody what we can say.
It's its role to ask for compliance.
You see this? She's saying the government has a role to ask for compliance.
Say that the government has the, in fact, it's its role to ask for compliance with policies. The policies on the books of social media platforms were violated.
Mr. Chairman, but
you hear this? Did you hear that? The policies of the tech company were violated, and these policies, from where I stand, from the way it looks, came from the federal government. And she's saying that they were violated. Now, but watch this interaction right now. It's about to get heated. And Jim Jordan is going to bring up a really valid point. And they get really irritated with Jim Jordan.
Media platforms were violated.
Mr. Chairman, but the last questioner got an additional extra minute. I'm at 35 seconds over. Yeah. I would just
point of order, Mr. Chairman. The Democrat beforehand got an extra minute.
Her sentence.
Trying to be generous.
Finish her sentence.
Trying to be generous, even when the response is that the government determines the truth.
I would like for her to be able to finish her sentence, Mr. Chairman. Then I will yield back.
Okay, Ms. Wiley, you can finish your sentence.
And look. She don't even remember what her sentence is because of the interaction just happened. But Jim Jordan, he's going to remind her what the sentence was. And of course, the Democrat is not going to like it.
Thank you.
I'm not sure I remember the sentence, but okay. Thank you. Okay. I just think the point was it was.
I do. You were saying the government record. Should be the arbiter
of
what's
true. Can
you
please truth? Not put words That's into action. The mouth of the witness and let her respond?
The chair now recognizes answer. The gentlelady from New York, the gentlelady from California.
I love how you follow the rules, Mr. Is, Chairman. It's is, really indicative of what a kangaroo court
censorship.
This is and what a
it's
circus it is.
It's censorship by the chair. It's censorship by the chair.
Oh, Lord.
Gentlelady Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Wow.
Whole interaction is Sanchez is saying, or the witness is saying, you know, or Sanchez is saying, you're trying to put words into the mouth of my witness. Well, what was, what's her name doing with Kennedy?
She with was Debra, putting words Debbie into Wasserman his mouth. Schultz. Yeah, she was trying to say, no, this is what you were saying. Yeah, this is what you were saying. Saying. This is what you meant. This is what you were saying. This is what
yep,
you meant.
Yep. Give me a break.
They, hypocrites.
You know what? Every time I hear these hearings, well, it makes my blood boil because of the rhetoric of the left.
Yeah.
It is damaging and dividing and hurting our country so much, right? And you know what? You can see just from these interactions, you can tell we've even pointed out some of the obvious things that they were doing in here to deflect from the truth coming out. It's disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. Let me play this one for you because, you know, I was talking earlier about how even the Democrats have not even disputed this federal judge talking about the censorship the federal government's been doing. No, as of what they probably have now after he mentioned it. But how can they come out and say, no, we need to censor the American people more? They've actually said that, surprisingly. Listen.
Let's talk facts. The American people are not aware of the magnitude of this case, Mr. Sauer, and its profound implications because most of the mainstream media is in on it, too, and they're trying to bury the story. In brief, in May of last year, the attorneys general of my state, Louisiana, and the state of Missouri filed suit in U.S. District Court of the Western District of Louisiana. This blatant censorship, they went after the blatant censorship by the Biden White House and nine of its federal agencies. 2 weeks ago on Independence Day, the district court issued a truly extraordinary 155-page court opinion, a ruling granting the plaintiff's request for preliminary injunction. Mr. Sauer, your lead counsel in that litigation, you referenced some in your opening statement, but let's do it again here because they don't seem to be paying attention. Can you give a summary again of some of the key components of that opinion and the basis for it? I know you mentioned there were 82 pages of detailed factual findings, right?
That is correct. 82 pages, 577 citations of the record evidence. That evidence is drawn from about 20,000 pages of the government's own communications with social media platforms and six full-length depositions of senior federal officials with firsthand knowledge of federal censorship practices.
It's absolutely staggering. And now they've tried to bury this and say, well, the Fifth Circuit entered a temporary administrative stay.
Now, we were just talking about this. Remember, Shannon? When this first came out, we were like, wow, this is really good news. They had a federal judge actually standing up for the American people. And then they found three other federal judges to do a stay, right? To like suppress it.
Yeah, out of New Orleans.
But listen to what he says here. Because I was thinking like, okay, well, the big tech companies, because I noticed something different after these three federal judges did what they did. The tech companies, it's like they went back and they doubled down on the censorship. Look at the numbers right now. Look how many people they're allowing to see the video. YouTube, but look at this. Listen to what he says here. I want to make sure everyone understands this.
Absolutely staggering. And now they've tried to bury this and say, well, the Fifth Circuit entered a temporary administrative stay. They granted an expedited briefing and oral argument, however, for August 10th. What's the impact of that? Isn't that routine practice in the Fifth Circuit?
That's a direct quote from the recent Fifth Circuit decision, N. Ray Abbott, which is cited in my written testimony. It's legally incorrect, clearly legally incorrect to describe them as vacating the injunction, which has happened multiple times.
They either don't know the law or, I don't know, they're trying to obscure the facts. That's a theme around here. The White House and the fellow Democrats disputed almost none of the factual findings in the court. Isn't that right?
So far, we've had two emergency stay motions from the Department of Justice, one in the district court, one in the Court of Appeals. And what really struck me in reading those is they just don't dispute those 82 pages of factual findings. Almost none of them are directly disputed in what they've filed so far.
No dispute. No dispute.
Yeah, it's all true.
Let me ask another question. We'll put this one on the screen too with the comments. Does anyone think out there right now that the Democrats even care that we know that they want to hinder free speech? Do they even care? I mean, do you think they're like, well, we know and we want to censor? I mean, they again, going into the next election, if they can't control the tech companies, they realize that they're going to be in big trouble. They're going to be in big trouble if they can't control the tech companies. So they have to control the tech companies. And what's really crazy to me is that the tech companies, they're willing to go along with them to hurt us all. And these people live in the same country with us. What do you think it looked like when Rome fell? And I sit there and look at these people. I look at these hearings. I look at the politicians, the senators, members in the House, and how they're arguing back and forth. And I'm just wondering, what did it look like in Rome before they fell, before they collapsed? What did it look like? Right? What did it look like? All of these other nations in the past that were thriving before communists set in, what did it look like? Now, I'm not trying to be a bear of bad news here, doom and gloom, because if it was all pointless, I wouldn't even be talking right now. If I didn't think that there was hope, I wouldn't be talking right now. See, we have to talk, and I need for everybody to hit the share button, because if you hit the share button, more people will know the truth. I'm telling you, there's some people that are like, nope, I don't believe it. But then they just have to get the right person to come along, someone who's never seen Will Johnson, present the information in the way that I present it, and maybe, just maybe, I can reach that one person. That's what it's about. And that's the reason why they censor so much, because they're afraid that you might reach that one person. You reach that one person, and that one person might become two people, and that two people might become four, and then 8, and 16, 32, 64, 128. They don't want to see that happening. They don't want to see that happening, because you reach one, you can reach others. That's why constantly, you know, I stop asking people to hit the share button so much, because it's up to you. If you really want people to see this, you're going to hit the share button. If you really want people to see it, if you're really engaging, you're going to hit the share button. I shouldn't have to ask, right? It's there, freely available to you. No matter how you're watching this, no matter how you're listening to this, even on the audio podcast. Let me play this for you. This is what Joffries, and of course, Joffries is upset because the Republicans are having hearings about what's happening to the American people. Isn't that what Congress is supposed to be for? To do the bidding of the American people, to help the American people out when they're being wronged. But see, the Democrats don't want to help the American people when they need help. You understand that? Listen to this.
I mean, the Republican hearings that have unfolded over the last few days and throughout this entire Congress are a malignant clown show that are not designed to address issues that impact the health, the safety, and the economic well-being of the American people, but instead peddle outlandish and out of control conspiracy theories.
You hear this? And again, so let's just say RFK was doing what he suggests that he was doing. So you're an adult. You get to make the decision if you want to believe him or not. What gives him the right to come tell you what platform that you get to say what you want to say on? What gives him the right? Who died and made him king? It's not King Joffreys. It's not. And he's upset because he said the MAGA Republicans gave him a megaphone to voice his voice on a platform, because they removed him on all the other platforms, so they don't want him to have a platform to have a voice. Do you not see the problem here?
The notion that Republicans would give a congressional platform to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who peddles anti-Semitic tropes and
it's a lie.
Baseless xenophobic
it's a lie.
Conspiracy theories.
It's a lie.
Which together are directed at the Jewish community.
Another lie.
And the Chinese American community. Another lie. Is unbelievable.
So basically he's saying, if you say where this disease came from, like the Ebola virus, where did that come from? Where's Ebola at, Shannon? It's actually a place called Ebola in Africa, right? Where did Spanish flu come from, Shannon? Where did it come from? I mean, seriously. Just so that's what he's saying. Oh my goodness, how dare you say where it came from?
He gives a platform to AOC, Tlaib, and those.
And people. They're blatantly anti-Semitic. They don't even hide it.
Nope.
They don't even hide that they are. But he's going to call him out? I mean, really? Really? You can't even make it up. You can't even make it up. It's crazy. Okay, everybody, we are at the end. Did anybody bless us? And also, when I said it earlier, I think I said 114,000 million. Did I say that? $114,000? I meant to say 114,000 subscribers.
On YouTube,
before they deleted my channel. And I didn't even tell anyone to do anything, not to do anything. I was just saying what they were doing, like I'm always doing, right? I've never put out anything to tell people to do something other than to get off your butt and start engaging, right? Engaging in this fight, because it is a spiritual battle. We're supposed to all get involved.
Yeah. So, Will, we got some blessings on Facebook. We got Kathy, Larry, Janice, Ruby, Deborah, Where's Mike, Tanya, Ann, and Rodney.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, please, if you find it in your heart and you want me to continue, I need for you to go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. Go to my website, please. Support me. Help me to continue. If God puts it on your heart, say, you know what, Will, he's engaged in the fight. You know, I'm out here on the front lines. I'm putting myself out there. I'm putting myself out there. I know I've had people that see me in the grocery store. I had one guy in the grocery store want to fight me in the grocery store because I'm putting myself out there. A total leftist wanting to fight me in the grocery store of all places. Because I'm putting myself out there, but I need your help to continue. I'm willing to do the battle. God put me here in this day and age. Let me take that back. God put you and I, he put us here in this day and age for a reason. We need to get engaged. We need to get engaged. God bless everybody. Good night.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.